Boston, station on 2 for Hyper Roger 4.
And station, this is Huntsville. What's my scan say?
Good morning, Huntsville. Yes, maybe flight stepped off?
Yes, so I can, yes, flight stepped off. I can definitely take a message.
Okay, yeah, thanks so much, Chris. We were just calling down because it seems like we have lost Hypervisor 4 once again. I just pingmaster, and it does indeed say failed, and we have no Optimus. So, yeah, I'm sure she'll call me back when she gets back. You can pass that along, and we'll talk to her soon. Thanks so much.
No problem, and I'll pass that along.
Yes.
Station in Houston on 2 for Hypervisor 4.
Go ahead, on 2, Chloe.
Hey, good morning, Jessica. You called down saying Hypervisor 4 is currently down and you do not have Optimus?
That's correct. We noticed that Optimus was not loading, and so I looked at Pingmaster, and I do indeed see failed on Hypervisor 4, and then also failed on SQS-01.
Okay, copy all. Let's see, do you need a screenshot of Optimus, and is there anything else that you're down?
I have some screenshots because it was still loaded on my PC, so we think we are okay with that for today, but we'll let you know if we need any specific products.
Okay, copy that. How about on daytime hours, we go ahead and call up Pluto, and we'll get follow-up steps for you then.
Okay, yeah, copy that, and we'll call you down. Call down if we need anything else in the meantime.
Okay, sounds great. And if I recall correctly, I think Hypervisor 4 has been partially preemptively loaded. We did that earlier this week just in case something happened during the EVA, so hopefully it'll be a pretty quick turnaround.
Yeah, we do know that we have those preloaded ones. I know that this one has done this a couple times. It's been replaced completely once, but just wondering if you want us to try to, you know, check some normal things first, like just do or try to do a hard restart or something like that.
Since you've had issues, why don't we just hold off on that for now, especially since you have a screenshot or at least a snapshot of Optimus, just in case there's something else that Pluto is thinking about. But I can take a look through some flight notes and see if I can find anything else.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you. Chloe, just to add to that, I can just open it up to look at it. I do see a good Wi-Fi connection, good blinking light on the Ethernet, the power cable is plugged in, and I actually don't see a good LED on the power cable. And the screen is just completely black. There's no lights in the keyboard or anything. I'll double-check the power chain for it.
Okay, that is good information. Yeah, check the power chain. I'd say if you get a good LED light on the power chain, go ahead and maybe... Yeah, let's go ahead and take a look at the power chain, and then we'll go from there.
Station on 2. The power chain, I followed it back to the cobalt brick. The cobalt brick is indeed powered on. I have a good green light on the cobalt brick, but I do not have a light, the power LED on the laptop that is not lit, even though it is plugged in. But as mentioned, I do have good flashing light on the Ethernet cable.
Okay, copy that. I'm going to mark that information down, and it may be a little while, but we're going to go ahead and ask some questions and then get you some follow-up steps.
All right, sounds like a plan. Thank you. Houston, station on 2 for housekeeping.
Go ahead, on 2.
Yeah, Chloe, could you please inhibit smoke detection in node 2, the lab, and then also node 1, airlock in node 3?
Okay, copy. We'll put that in work. And while I have you, do you mind doing a comm check on space to ground 3 and 4? Since we have completed that KCU swap, we could use one of those comm checks.
Sure thing. I'll call you on 3.
Station Houston on 2. No response required. Node 1, node 2, node 3, lab, and airlock. Smoke detectors are inhibited.
Thank you very much. Houston station on 2 for smoke detection.
Go ahead on 2, Jessica.
Yeah, you can re-enable smoke detection in all areas. So node 2, lab, airlock, node 3, and node 1.
Okay, we'll let you know when that's complete. Station Houston on 2, no response required. All smoke detection has been re-enabled.
Houston, station on 2 for CTB tracking on the house. Hey guys, Huntsville's with you on 2. Flight hasn't come back after the LOS yet. How can I help?
Hey, if you have access to IMS, we're curious where the printer ink might be, which CTV number it's at.
We'll give it a look.
I'm still station on 2. I found it with some searching. It's 5258. Thanks for the help.
The copy 5258. Thanks for finding it quicker than us.
Houston, station on 2 for hypervisor.
Station Houston on 2. Go ahead.
Paul, at the beginning of Orbit 1, we had called down about the hypervisor. We're wondering if you guys have any words for us for that.
Sorry, we do not have words yet. I'm calling Pluto, having them come in here on their Sunday to take a look at it. So I'm hoping within the next hour or two to at least give you some words on where we're going to go from here.
No worries, and I'm sure that Chloe passed it all over, but I think I do recall from the previous 2 hypervisor failures that we've had, when we have the signature of no power light on, even though it's plugged in and the cobalt brick has good power, I believe that was our signal that it was indeed dead and we needed a new one. We do have that signature. We've got the flashing lights on the Ethernet cable, but no light on the power cable.
That's correct. I have those in my notes from Chloe, so that's what I'll be passing on to Pluto when I call them here shortly.
Awesome. Well, please let us know whatever we can do to help, and we'll stand by. Hope you're having a great Sunday.
Will do. Absolutely. You too. Station Houston on 2 for hypervisor.
Houston, station 2 for hypervisor.
Okay, we got a plan here for you. We saw this same power chain config as the previous dead hypervisor a few weeks ago, so we're just going to jump right to swapping out the machine. I think we loaded one. It was serial number 1040 just recently, and it is stowed at Lab 1, Deck 1 in CTB 5611. So if you can go ahead and grab that and just swap it out with the current one, you should just have to plug it in and turn it on, and it should be good to go. For the failed one, go ahead and label that as Hypervisor 4, Suspect Number 2.
The usual suspects. Okay, I'm going to take 1040 out of that CTV at Deck 2, and I'm going to swap out the Hypervisor, current Hypervisor 4. I'll relabel the old one as Suspect Number 2, and I'll let you know that stuff.
Copy that. And if you can store the old one in PMM, stand by. Okay, back with you. Sorry about that. If you can stow the failed hypervisor in PMM Deck 2, Delta 2, that would be great.
Our last power was broken. PMM Deck 2, and then where?
Yeah, we'll stow the failed hypervisor in PMM Deck 2, Delta 2.
Failed hypervisor, PMM Deck 2, Delta 2.
And that's a good copy. And I have one more item for you when you are ready.
Ready.
Part of KCU2, we are going to do a video channel test down here. We're going to do that by cycling an AVIT card in the box. When we do that, we're going to be downlinks 1 through 6 and space to grounds 3 and 4 for about 5 to 10 minutes as the test goes through its cycle. So we're going to execute that after we hang up here, just to give you a heads up that no space to ground 3 or 4 for the next 5 to 10 minutes.
Okay, space to ground 3 and 4 outage for the next 5 or 10 minutes. Copy that. Then station for hypervisor.
Station Houston on 2, go ahead.
All right, the old suspect number 2 has entered the hypervisor graveyard, formerly known as PMM Deck 2 Delta 2. The new one is plugged in, powered, the screen is on, and it says HV4 login with a flashing cursor. The line above that says HV4 is go for ops.
And we concur down here. Thanks for the help. Appreciate it. And one more thing to add, you should start seeing ops products populate in about 2.5 hours or so.
All right, we'll check Rob's products at 6:30-ish, and we'll let you know if we don't see anything. Houston Station, Jackson 2 for Robo.
Go ahead, Jack.
Just hold it for some help. I'm trying to do some review practice, but robot is not currently set up. And the guy to set it up is on my...
Station Houston on 2 for Jack. We got caught by handover. You still there?
Yeah, still there. Sorry about that. Just trying to do some robot practice for the upcoming EVA, and I don't have access to the OBT guide at the moment to set up a robot. So I'm hoping you can go to the timeline for yesterday, my 16:15 event, and there's an SSRMS OBT guide in that event, and I'm hoping you could just download and email to me if that's possible.
Okay, stand by, check in. Station Houston on 2 for Jack.
Sure.
Okay, we're checking to see if it wound up in the IPv backup, but it's not in there, so we're going to go ahead and download it and send it to you.
Thank you, guys, sir.
Station Houston on 2 for Jack. Station Houston on 2 for Jack and Robot.
Station Jack, answering service.
Hello, okay, we've got his file that he's looking for uploaded. We put it on the desktop of SCC-7 in the lab, as well as his personal SSC number 9.
Awesome, thank you so much. You guys are the best. Thanks for helping us study on a Sunday.
You are very welcome, and we are going to do a second test of that AVID card cycle on KCU-2. So, again, expect Space to Grounds 3 and 4 to be down for about 5 to 10 minutes or so here.
Okay, copy. We'll expect that. Thanks.
Station Houston on 2 for KCU-2 test.
Right on 2.
Okay, we completed the two power cycles of the AVID card in KCU-2. With that, since we did those cycles, we're going to go ahead and do a quick comm check on Space to Grounds 3 and 4, if you don't mind, and then I'll leave you alone for the rest of the day.
I'll call you on 3.
Paul, Anil on 2. I was curious if you knew the name of Heidi's flight, like flight name.
Anil, copy that. Her flight name is Alliance Flight.
Thank you. Don't tell her I forgot.
I wouldn't dare. For bonus points, she's flight number 106.
Awesome. Thanks.
You still have a station on 2 for timeline.
Go ahead on 2.
Yeah, big thanks to Pluto for giving us the go for that hypervisor. We are happy to have Optimus successfully back. And given that we haven't been looking at it all day, we're just wondering if tomorrow's timeline, if we can expect any changes overnight or if you think it's pretty well potted.
Yeah, station, no big changes expected at all. I think what you see is what you get, and should be a good day tomorrow. I'll be there with you guys through all
awesome.
The loop scrub activities and all that, so it should be a lot of fun.
All right, perfect. We are looking forward to it. We will see you tomorrow then. Thanks.